It's showtime, folks. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe. 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. He is Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Nick Keyser back behind the glass as well. And we'll talk about those two in a second.
Yeah.
Something they got going
on. Handsome guys.
Yeah, look at, I mean, Dr. Crane's like what I do. Well, what's going on? I don't know what this means. But finally, we have a schedule for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I got to say, look, I know you talked to Gary Bettman yesterday.
I did.
And you said Gare, because you guys
GB.
Are like that. GB, yeah. Yep. I talked to Bill Daly, and I said, guys, look, can you help? He's the deputy commissioner.
Okay.
I said, guys, look, can we not do the 8:30 home starts in Nashville? And GB told you, like, JoJo, I got you. You know, you spoke at my daughter's yep. You know, party last year. So
it was we call it a wedding.
Yeah, well, a wedding, whatever it was. But they listened, and for those of you complaining about 9 o'clock starts in Vancouver, I suggest you learn about time zones and look at a map. But that's
rude.
How it kind of works sometimes. But
all right,
the home games. Give me a 6:30 start on a Friday and a 4 o'clock start on a Sunday.
I dig it.
I will take it. Thank you, NHL.
I love it. It's also going head to head with the draft too, which is even better. Even more chaos that's going to happen on Friday, which is good. But priority for me, man, Nashville Predators,
because absolutely,
that's gonna be fun. Friday night, downtown Nashville. We spoke to Todd Rodermill at the Omni Nashville Hotel yesterday. We were down there about Friday night. Preds, if they can get one game in Vancouver, come back home Friday night. Tim McGraw concert on a Thursday.
Yep.
Preds on a Friday. I mean, it's going to be downtown. It's going to be on fire.
Think about next weekend. Think what you just said. So the draft starts in Detroit Thursday night.
Correct.
We have our big draft show out at Twin Peaks in Madison, which is Jared, Derek, Chris Sanders, who will join us today at 10:30, and Trevor Maddich. So that's going to be awesome. Plus, as you mentioned, Tim McGraw at Bridgestone Arena.
Yep.
All right. Friday night, Predators game 3 against Vancouver, a 6:30 start, 5:30 pregame here at 1025 the game. Got to throw that in there. Saturday, the Nashville Cats mm-hmm. make their debut against the Minnesota Myth.
Yeah.
At Municipal Auditorium.
It's alliteration.
You can hear that on 1025 the game. And then Sunday, game 4 against Vancouver,
wow.
4 o'clock. You know there's going to be a party on Broadway and the plaza and everything. Bill Wickett from the Nashville Predators is going to join us in a few minutes and lay all that out. But
whoa,
so much stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You better bring your cot, my friend, and your home's going to be here this week.
Yeah, probably. No, yeah. My home's probably going to be at Bridgestone Arena.
Oh, well, watch out now, Bill Wickett.
Yeah, just, hey, I've found a spot to take a nap in there before. Don't worry.
Where?
Downstairs. I found a couch in like a referee locker room one time during I think it was the 2017 run. I had been there. I was there like all day doing stuff, and
wow.
I was like, I need 30 minutes.
Yeah. So all right. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's fun. I mean, look, when I was a kid, when I was 6 years old, I couldn't see past Friday night, right? So I'm looking forward to next Friday night and everything that's going on. And let's hope the boys can start. All right. So when's game one?
Game one is Sunday night.
At 9.
9 o'clock.
All right.
So we'll have – Max will be boarding or is probably on the plane, headed with the team. Max Herz is going to anchor coverage starting at 6 o'clock Sunday night. Predators playoffs tonight, and then we'll have the official pregame show at 8, puck drop at 9.
Now, I don't mind because it's in the West Coast. I understand, though. I just – because of the time zone. When they play here and it's 8:30, it's kind of like, oh, come on, man. But the fact they're not doing 8:30, 6:30 and 4 o'clock. So Tuesday night's game is what time?
9
same,
o'clock.
Same thing? Okay, good. All right, steal one, boys. Just steal one. And then come back here and watch this town erupt.
Oh, yeah.
Next weekend.
And I was listening to – I appreciate Adam Vingan for filling in today for Rexro, but I was listening to them and give their predictions. And there's something that I find interesting, and I'm hearing it. Like, I'm hearing it locally, and I'm hearing it from the national media that actually give a damn about the Predators and pay attention to them. Like, right. Greg Wyshynski's one of them, right? And some, like Robbie went in. Robbie's like, look, I think the Preds win in 7. And what?
Go ahead. I'm going to do your thing.
Don't, what? I mean, you're already rolling your eyes at me. I think if you've watched this team, to me, you can pick who you want. Like, I do think this series is a coin flip. I think it totally is. Like, the matchup is as well. Okay. It's great. I think the Predators are going to win the series. I think that to me, the experience is going to win them this series over Vancouver.
God, your passion is compelling, Chase McCabe.
Okay, what are you about to complain about?
I think they get beaten five. I think they still won up there, and they come back here and they get beaten five. Look, somebody's going to be the contrarian here, right?
Okay.
Let me be the bad guy.
Well, right. That's fine. I think that there are people that are – you're just being the contrarian, but I think there are people that are saying – like, I listened to Keiser and basically just said what I said of – he goes Vancouver, but he's like, well, yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if Nashville won too. and I think a lot of people are doing that. It's like, and Nick, I'm not picking on you. I'm Keiser. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, I think there's some people that are afraid to pick them.
Right.
But if you watch this run they went on at the last part of the season, like, to me, it makes total sense to pick them, because they got the experience, and that's something Vancouver doesn't have. Like, on paper, you can say Vancouver's a better team. Okay. But I can also make the argument that, what is it, three guys that have won Stanley Cups or four guys that have won Stanley Cups on this team. You have Josi and Forsberg and Sissons that have played in a Stanley Cup final. I mean, there's a ton of playoff experience, and that's so, so valuable.
All right. Well, I mean, I
got Preds in six.
Best thing is they got to go play it, and that's how it's going to be decided on the ice, and it starts Sunday night, so we'll see. I'm not getting my hopes up. I just want them to come back here, and it's still one of – Chaser, I'm one game at a time, buddy. Give me one game at a time.
Sure.
Still one up there, come back here, and roll after that, so I'll be excited for that and see what they get done. So, good. I'm glad it's all settled and we're good to go. So, a lot of things coming together at the same time. The Preds, the draft, life, Taylor Swift's new album, which I know you stayed up to 1:30 downloading.
Yeah. No, honestly, I didn't. I stayed up until 1 waiting on the NHL to release the schedule so I could
– That's what you tell us.
It was the truth. When Bill comes on, you know, I will let him tell this, but because I was one of them. But the most asked question that I've got all last week was, hey, do you know when the Preds play? And I finally just got to the point where I looked at people and I'm like, if I knew, don't you think I would tell you?
No. I think sometimes you're like that.
No. I would tell. I would tell you. I would tell Dr. Crane. I would tell Nick Keiser.
Man.
I would tell everybody.
How much sleep did you get last night?
No,
I can't tell if I'm talking to you or Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah, I'm
4 hours?
Probably.
Okay.
I couldn't go to Starbucks this morning. So now, you know,
we've talked about this. Why are you going to Starbucks?
Because I want to, damn
we
it.
We have coffee less than 10.
I know.
You won't curse at me.
It's a spaceship in there.
We got coffee 10 feet away. Great coffee.
It doesn't matter.
But yet he wants to go spend.
Sometimes I want to go
$10-$11
and treat myself.
At Starbucks and wait in line for an hour and be talked down to. I don't get it.
If I want to be talked down to, I just come here.
I just don't get it.
Some people, Joe, like the Starbucks. Like the atmosphere, the ambiance. They walk in. Hey, your name?
It's a great word, Dr. Crane. That's a great word.
I'm going to bring in a Starbucks. Do you ever go in there and try to talk somebody?
I've never.
No.
Well, possible.
Let me take it back. The last time I've been to Starbucks was sophomore year of high school.
Okay, 8 years ago? I'm going to address that in a second. No, here's what I don't want to talk to people when I walk in there. I just want to walk in and be in my own little world.
Well,
and get
the drive-through.
Because the drive-through takes forever. It's quicker to walk in.
I
order on the app, and then I walk in. My stuff's ready, and I'm good to go.
Can't you not make it at home?
I do, but okay, do you not do things sometimes? It's like one day a week where it's like, you know, treat yourself.
Nope, I don't. Here's my deal with you, right? And I've seen this before with you for 10 years now. You walk around that Starbucks cup so people will engage in conversation with you.
No, I don't want people to talk to me.
You walk around like, what you got in there, Chase? Like, well, it's a...
That's like a... who is the comedian that did the bit where it's like you have to go... to Starbucks, like writers go to Starbucks to write because they want people to see them write.
Oh, yeah. Exactly right, man.
I'm not that.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Do you get soy milk or real milk?
Real milk.
Okay.
I don't do. Yeah, I mean, look.
Well, no. I'm not saying that's cool. I can't drink regular milk because the JoJo and milk aren't buddies anymore.
Okay,
and we discovered that. But soy milk and that other organic milk, oh, yeah, oat milk or whatever it is,
almond milk.
Yeah, that works. That works great with the JoJo.
The Almond Brothers, yes.
On rest in peace, Dickie Betts. Yesterday, passed away.
Yeah,
80 years old.
I saw that.
Legend, absolute legend.
I saw that. So you haven't been inside a Starbucks since high school?
Yeah, so I used to do community service for just school in general. We had to do community service hours. Yeah. Thank you. And there was a church down, First Presbyterian Church down off of, I guess, Broadway. And so we'd always get over, I guess, the leftover pastries that were still fresh but weren't going to, you know, sell them. So they would hand them out to the homeless. They'd do a little homeless thing. And, yeah, it was the last time I've been there.
You don't go and... Okay.
The only way I really treat myself, this is going to sound crazy, but I just like cooking at home. Like,
yeah.
Just some pasta or bread or a pizza.
You are too good for this show.
You are.
To replace you. You need to be in a better position and higher up in the world besides dealing with these two bozos.
I'll say I do enjoy coming in and enjoying a good laugh and talking sports. Why would I want to leave?
I know, but you've got a good heart. You've got an old soul.
We're not letting him leave.
Right. I'm volunteering is fantastic. Right. But I don't. Sure. I mean, it's, you know, my passion is shelter animals. We all find our passions to do that. I mean, my thing is
I want to do that with you one day, except I'm afraid of something that's going to happen. I'm going to leave with like three puppies
or I'll put you in the cage
or that.
Somebody asked why do you do, you know, like what you do, you know, helping out homeless people. And my thing has always been, and this just makes people get perplexed. And I say about shelter animals, maybe we can't save them all, but we sure as hell can try. And they're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, so that's the passion, you know, homeless people, whatever it is, just help people out, man. You know, just take it to the next step, help people out. People ask, well, why do you do that? Well, you know, maybe I like doing that. And so, you know.
Real quick, before we get to Bill, Dustin has a quick comment on the Predators. Dustin, what's up?
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, I got a quick comment on the press, but I got to set y'all straight. Starbucks is for debutantes that live on Demumbrian Street. Dunkin' is for the real men, the blue-collar men. So,
yes!
Just like Hal Gill says, got to get your dunks.
Can I give a – I will agree with you on that. There's just not one close to me. That's the problem.
I hear you. I mean, you guys got some pull. You can't get a Dunkin' where close to where you're at. I mean, that could probably put one right.
No, there is one.
Right there. Well, there's one down. There's one down from the station, but on my route from the west side. Like, there's one in Bellevue. I'm more Charlotte Pike now, and there's not one in between here and there. So, but I agree.
The same guy. I go frequent seven of them around here, and the same guy. He's a little Indian guy. We actually built one for him. I'm an electrician. And he owns all seven around here, and the prices are different. I'm like, man, why do you do that? He can never give me an answer. I guess the ones that get frequented more have higher prices. It's wild to me. But anyways, on the Preds, I'm one of those guys that thinks it's 50-50, and I think it really boils down to the leader that McDonough is. And the leader that Yossi and Forsberg are. And I think McDonough is even more of a leader just because of where he's been. The dude looks like a caveman. He looks like he's missing that empathy, you know, when he's out there. He just has that straight face. And that's the kind of guy you want to go into a bar fight with, because win or lose, he's jacking somebody up.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So I think that really it's going to fall down to the goalie play. Which Soros do we get? And if we get the good one, I think this whole series could be decided by a three-goal differential.
I agree. It's going to come down to the goalies for sure. Dustin, appreciate the call. Thanks.
Yep. Y'all have a good one.
615-737-1025, our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But when we come back, we'll talk to our man Bill Wickett from the Nashville Predators. He's going to lay out all the fun things that the Predators are going to have in store. Oh, by the way, there's going to be some hockey games played too, but much more to come on that. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. The Predators have their schedule for the playoffs, and we are very excited to get that going. We bring in our man Bill Wickett from the Nashville Predators, Vice President of Marketing. at the Predators. And Bill, I know that I'm one of the people that have asked you this question, but you're probably like me and have been asked every day this week, hey, do you know when the series is going to start and all that time? The NHL was very kind to you all, though, when it comes to the home games. Love a 6:30 and a 4 o'clock start.
Chase, that definitely made the wait worthwhile for us. It was, I would say, I don't know, a touch frustrating. You want to know exactly when you're playing. You want to know so that you can do your work in setting the broadcast for the radio station. Our TV partner, Bally Sports, needs to know when they have a TV truck in place at certain places so they can broadcast the games. But, you know, the NHL has all these series they have to put together. They have 8 different series. They have lots of TV partners they're working with. And, by the way, they didn't know who is necessarily all the seeds
right
until after the Los Angeles game was played last night. So, patiently, we had to patiently wait. But now that we have the schedule, we're thrilled with what we have, especially for home games, because we're going to play Friday at 6:30, a week from tonight, and then we're going to play a week from Sunday at 4 o'clock, both games here at Bridgestone Arena. We can finally put those game times and dates on the ticketing pages, and people that are interested but hadn't pulled the trigger yet, now they know exactly when we're going to play, and they can go grab their tickets for the games.
So games 1 and 2, obviously in Vancouver, some late starts here in Nashville, but it's the West Coast, so to be expected. I know that you all have some watch parties planned. What can people expect if they want to get out and watch the game?
Well, first of all, we will have BetMGM Sports Lounge here in the arena. We'll be open for all the games, and we'll have watch parties in BetMGM. But also, we're going to take a pretty robust road show across Nashville and Middle Tennessee for watch parties. The first one, Sunday night, will be at the Factory in Franklin. Again, the game is at 9 o'clock, but we're going to set up there with all the bells and whistles, you know, telling people to come early and pick up some goodies. One of our partners, Hattie Bees, is over there, and they do a great job. If you haven't been to the Factory recently, they're doing lots of new work to renovate the facility, and we think it'll be a great place for a watch party on Sunday. On Tuesday, we will be in the Gulch at Neighbors. That's a new location for Neighbors. It's brand new. It's a great place to get together. If you haven't been to a Neighbors, there's all of them have great TVs and great viewing opportunities. So we're excited to be at the Factory in Franklin on Sunday, and then at Neighbors in the Gulch on Tuesday.
So, Bill, you're breaking a little news for us. Is this just announced this morning? You announced it now on the show. Has this been out for a while about what's going on Sunday night?
You know, we've had this stuff in the back of our minds, but we couldn't solidify anything until the schedule was finalized. So we really haven't announced it. I would tell you, Joe, for anybody, whether you're looking for tickets, watch party information, locations where you can go pick up Pred swag, and I'll explain that in a second. The best way to find out what to do and where to go is go to NashvillePredators.com/playoffs. We call that our Playoff Central page. There's a link there to go buy tickets. There's a link there to go figure out where you can pick up some Pred swag. Shows you where the watch parties are. It'll have radio and TV information on the pages now. It's really the one-stop shop for everything.
Look, Bill, you've done this for a while, been in the business in different cities when hockey playoffs start. Please explain, and Chase and I understand this, and so does Dr. Crane, but for those that have just moved here, how exciting, how fantastic a downtown turns into when there's playoff hockey.
Yeah, we try to humbly say that there's nothing like playoff hockey, and you know, I have marketing in my title, right? And we're supposed to sell everybody on everything. But it is I don't know, as flatly and as straight line as I can say it, there's nothing as exciting as playoff hockey.
It's different.
And Nashville in 17 and 18, I think, took it a whole other level to what happens around the country and around North America for hockey. The way the fans gathered here and got behind the team in 17 and 18 was nothing like I'd ever seen before. I wasn't here for it. I watched it from afar. I worked in Tampa with the Lightning at that time, and it was just incredible to watch the fans here get behind the team, and we're hoping that's going to happen again this year.
It's going to be. I mean, I've lived it, and I've seen it, and it's just so much fun to do all that with the excitement in town and everything that's going on. Now, okay, the team leaves. They're going on to Vancouver and everything. All right, we got the watch parties are set and everything. What's it like, I mean, being when the team's on the road, you guys downtown to do all this? What's it like around the office during playoff hockey? What's it like, kind of the vibe, everybody at the office when the team's in the playoffs?
You know, we're working really hard right now to kind of paint the town Preds for the playoffs. You'll see banners going up. You'll see flags going up in, you know, different restaurants and retail locations. There was an email this morning. We need 18 employees to sign up to go drop off swag bags at downtown businesses. There's an email thread going through the office with pictures of employees putting, you know, the Preds logo or doing some Preds things all around the Middle Tennessee. We actually had three employees at a an electronics showcase in Vegas this week. They had some fun on the property of the Vegas Golden Knights with the Preds flags and the Preds logos. So we're just doing all we can to get our employees engaged. And there's no more fun time than playoff hockey. I really mean that. One thing I didn't mention, Joe, when we have those home games here, the building will be sold out. If you can't get a ticket and you want to be a part of the action, you can still come down and be on the plaza, take part in all the activations that we have here. And there'll be a giant screen outside thanks to the Nashville CVC so people can watch the games on a big screen outside.
Oh, and it takes to next level. We're talking to Bill Wickett, Nashville Predators. And Bill Chase is a humble guy. His dream, though, is to play on the band stage during the playoffs. So if you could somehow fit him in for just a couple of songs on the band stage, put him on the Jumbotron, you would really do a lot of us a big favor.
You know, we're doing live music, too, on the plaza. Maybe we need to do this kind of try out for the band stage outside on the plaza first.
Okay.
You can say
broom closet. That's okay, Bill. We don't mind.
Chase, what instruments do you play?
Guitar.
You play guitar?
He's not bad.
I do play guitar.
Can we hear you sing a note or two on the show right now?
No, I can't sing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I can play
guitar.
Bill,
I do the singing. We're like Simon and Garfunkel, and you figure out which who's who, but Chase plays guitar and I sing.
Dubin and McCabe, I like it.
You're welcome.
It is.
I like it. There's a ring to that.
we're talking to Bill Wickett, Chief Marketing Officer with the Nashville Predators. Now, one thing I know that is going to be back, and it's my favorite part of the playoffs, the smash car. And I know everybody's excited about that.
Smash car has been secured. It has not yet been painted, but we'll have it on the plaza, I think, by Tuesday. There's a Tim McGraw show here next Thursday. But smash car will be in place by the middle of next week.
Yeah, I think Tim might have a song that fits the Nashville Predators that he'll be singing at some point during his concert on Thursday. So that's pretty good timing.
You'll be right about that.
Bill,
that's perfect timing.
I also am supposed to ask you who you have going at number 7 in the NFL draft. Sean wanted me to ask that question. And so who do you have the Titans picking in your mock draft?
My guess is Joe Alt, right? I think you guys have repeated that time enough.
Have we?
A time or two. And it's Sean's favorite, so we had to make sure to work that out.
As long as we're not talking about who the New York Giants are picking, I'm okay.
Exactly. Bill, appreciate it. As always, we're excited. It's just the beginning, and I have a feeling this is going to be a fun run. So looking forward to it.
Hey, Chase, one more plug.
Go ahead.
If I could. We call them Preds Pride pickups, where fans can stop at different locations around the community and pick up different Preds swag. We're going to be at a Kroger in Brentwood on 210 Franklin Road today from 11 to 1, and we're going to be at a Kroger in Mount Juliet on 401 South Mount Juliet Road today from 5 to 7. Great ways to go pick up Preds swag if you're in either of those areas and you need something to fly at your home.
Awesome. Okay,
check that out.
I love it. It's
Thanks,
awesome.
Thanks, guys, for all the support.
Yeah, for sure. Bill Wickett joining us here from the Nashville Predators as the playoffs are officially here. Cannot wait. And, of course, we have all the coverage here on 102.5 The Game. Max is with the team. He's going to have special coverage in addition to, you know, the pre- and the post-game show. We're going to have special Stillman and Companies for the home games, Predators playoffs tonight. It's all hands on deck and going to be a lot of fun over the course of the next few weeks. I'm saying Preds in 6. I think they get it done, so I think this thing's going to go on for a while and be a really fun series for sure. We have much more to get into. Chris Sanders is going to join us later in the show, as he always does, here on the Chasing Big Joe Show, Friday edition. We're having some fun, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Go home, bro, when they open up that gate. Welcome to the show. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Friday. We have been fast and furious this morning so far. Predators, playoffs, all those things. The draft is now less than a week away, and we can stop talking about who they're going to take at 7. Can't wait. I really can't wait.
Man, just please be Joe Alt and let's just get it over with.
And then, and look, if it's not, then, you know, everybody can complain and yell and be like, why wasn't it Joe Alt? So,
yeah, well, oh my goodness. You know? After that, and then just the chaos that would happen, you know, it's not going to be Joe Alt. It's going to be something similar.
Probably. It'll be somebody that we haven't talked about at all, and then we'll just be like, what the hell are you doing? So, I don't know.
What if they brought up the card and it said, and the Titans select Joe Dubin? They accidentally say his last
name. That'd be great.
That'd be
fantastic.
Incredible.
It'd be awesome.
And then I can hear Kiper break me down. It's like, well, his shoulder's been ruined for about 7 years. He runs the 40. We time him with a sundial. So it's a solid pick by the Titans. We'll see how it plays out come August.
John Robinson would endorse that pick.
I guarantee you. Yeah, right?
He'd be like, oh, so that's the best you
I
can
guarantee
do.
You, I'd bust my ass better than Isaiah Wilson did. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, yeah. I'd go out there, and I'd just go out to practice and start fighting. They'll break the fight up in 3 to 4 seconds.
You'd have fun fighting with Bill Callahan.
Yeah, I'd go out there and do that.
Yeah. And in fact, Joe Alt was on Talking with TD this week, so you can check that out wherever you get your podcast. All right, you have our question of the day. We haven't really gotten into that yet.
No, we have. We've been so busy. All right, so last night or whatever, Taylor Swift drops a new album, and everybody's like, this is the greatest thing of all time. And that's fine. If you think that album's the greatest album of all time, that's fine. So we were debating, what is your favorite album of all time? What is your all-time favorite album that if I came over and we had a party, you'd say, hey, this is my music I'm going to put on, you listen to. So what's your favorite album of all time? And Chaser, you're going to give me a Taylor Swift album, aren't you?
No, I'm not. So the Tortured Poets Department is the album you're talking about. That's what came out last night. Favorite album of all time. So not necessarily what you'd say the best album of all time.
No, it's this is all, there's no right or wrong answer here.
You're going to laugh or you're going to be proud of me? I don't know.
No, it's everybody. Look, this is what's what makes this all beautiful. Whatever it is good to go.
Hysteria by Def Leppard.
Fantastic.
I love
it.
I actually have my dad's vinyl of it. Like, I have the record.
Oh, nice.
So I've listened to that thing front and back several times.
That's
yeah.
Several million times.
Oh, yeah.
To do all that. There's a lot that goes on with me. I just think it was so groundbreaking at the time, and it's still 37 years later is amazing. And it's Licensed to Ill by the Beastie Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Is such a fantastic and amazing album that when it came out, people were like, what is this? What's going on here? And it just took off. I mean, that's one I would listen to all the time. I have a second one, like a 1A or 1B, that you will laugh at me at, but I don't care. Because, you know, I mean, the album was universally panned. Wham was fantastic. This album was universally panned, but he has a duet with Willie Nelson on this album, which makes it all worth it. And it's Don Johnson, the Heartbeat album. Laugh at me, that's fine. I'm telling you right now. It's a kick-ass album, and the Willie Nelson duet makes it a fantastic. One song can make it a fantastic album, but go ahead and laugh at me. I don't care. That's fine.
It's a good one. I just wasn't expecting that.
My two favorites were Licensed to Ill and Heartbeat by Don. And I'm serious. I got it on my phone. I play it all the time. I was going to go Buffett. Buffett has so many great albums around that it's hard to say that's my favorite. He's probably my favorite, but
I do have a favorite Buffett album.
Which one?
A white sport coat and a pink crustacean.
Great. Is that the one with West Nashville Grand Ballrooms on that one?
I think so.
Great album.
Yeah.
That's a great album. He had so many. It was hard to pick. I can't pick songs you know by heart because that's a greatest hits album.
Sure.
I can't do Boats, Beaches, Bars, and Ballads because that's a compilation of everything. But Buffett, I retired him to the rafters. I mean, that's all the song albums are up there great. But
his bar stool is hanging up at Captain Tony's.
It is. So Licensed to Ill. So what is your favorite album? I mean, it could be anything. I'm always curious to see what people's musical tastes are.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHonda.com. John says the Blue Album by Weezer. That's a solid one.
Oh, that's really
good. Lenny, Damn the Torpedoes, Tom Petty.
Yep.
The Heartbreakers or just Tom Petty? I can't remember. Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Benjamin says that. Dustin in Hopkinsville, any Creed album just to tick off Rex Road. That's a good one. Chip from Mount Juliet, Gods of War, Def Leppard. Which one's that?
I don't remember that. I just know Hysteria, Pyromania, and is it Night Train? What was the first one?
Elliot said, people make playlists nowadays, man, but the Bodyguard soundtrack is GOAT.
That's
not a bad choice at all. It's a great movie,
you
too.
You're going to make fun of that the way you made fun of my heartbeat?
No, album? I love the Bodyguard. 6638, Beatles, Let It Be.
Yeah, I mean, the Beatles and Dylan, all those, I mean, they're always up there, you know. Like Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses.
It's great.
That came out in July of 87.
I was a month old.
People don't realize.
Actually, like, I wasn't even a month old.
So the argument, Guns N' Roses is not a 90s band. They're an 80s band, 80s my band. Friends.
8309, Kevin from Union City, Black Sabbath, Paranoid is my favorite. Ooh. Also can't get out of this without saying Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd.
Dark Side of the Moon stayed on the Billboard chart for, I mean, decades and decades. It was such an iconic, amazing album.
1311, 1A, Metallica, Black Album, 1B, Green Day, Dookie. Two good ones, two really good ones. Green Day had, like, the early Green Day stuff, I think, is really good. 0388, Empire by Queensryche. I like some Queensryche. Chuck being funny, Bad Company by Bad Company, and Boston by Boston.
Those are good albums.
Yeah. Hair Metal Henry, Boston debut album, or Operation Mindcrime by Queensryche.
Queensryche. I mean,
I like Queensryche.
Is Silent Lucidity on that one? Because that video was awesome. I remember Silent Lucidity, real quick story. I was on spring break, one of my 8 spring breaks, and I was absolutely hammered at a bar in Daytona Beach. And I gave the DJ $20. And he played Silent Lucidity like 30 times for me just to piss off people in the pool. I'm not kidding you. That's what I did. And finally, the coach came and picked me up later and said, we need to take you to the hotel and lock you in the hotel. I was like, smart move.
Lisa says Tower of Power, Live and in Living Color.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Get through these. Philip, Before These Crowded Streets, Dave Matthews Band. Waiting for Columbus by Little Feat. Another one, getting a Who Made Who start to finish. Or Who Made Who, that album.
AC/DC?
Was that AC/DC?
Yeah.
Is that a song or is that the album?
I don't know, but I know the song kicks.
Yeah. AC/DC, Back in Black. I would probably put Back in Black as like my 1B.
Yep.
Back in Black is really, really good. Aerosmith rocks, Three Doors Down, Away from the Sun. Like, Back in Black's one of those albums that I think you should have to listen to at some point
in your life.
And it's I would imagine at the time, I'd be curious of your thoughts, like, Bon Scott had died, the original lead singer, and, like, you had Highway to Hell and High Voltage and a couple other albums that had come out, and then Brian Johnson takes over, mm-hmm. and a lot of times when you change the lead singers, the band's done, right?
That's correct.
And I think it's hard for a lot of people to say what I'm about to say, but
You dare say it.
The band they almost got better.
Okay. I thought you were going to go with Van Halen when Hagar took over.
No, right,
now, I was going to come fight
okay,
you.
But see, here's the difference. Like, I still look at both of those as AC/DC, right?
Yeah, okay.
And Back in Black is just such a great album. With Van Halen, I look at them as two different bands, like, because Eddie's sound changed too, and you know, so like they truly, in my mind, are Van Halen and Van Hagar, like they are different. And I like Sammy Hagar. When Sammy Hagar, the Sammy Hagar Van Halen albums, I love those.
Yeah,
they're good. just look at them as different albums.
I've looked at the National Recording Registry where they put albums, you know, to the next level in there, and then. Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run.
That's
the Ramones, their first album, and then the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack by the Bee Gees, which if you listen to that from start to finish, is great. So that's our question of the day, because everybody's going crazy over Taylor Swift's new album. That's rightfully so. If you love it, that's fine. But we want to know what the kind of your favorite album of all time you put on, and just kind of get you in a good mood and get you going.
We'll keep these going throughout the show. But coming up next, the marathon is a week from tomorrow. Hard to believe. So much going on in our city. We'll discuss that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Hard to believe. The marathon next week.
It is. Chase has been training hard for it, so we'll get going. Let's bring in to the show, she is the Rock and Roll Running Series race director for this one. Let's bring in Erica Larson. Erica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right, Erica, we are now 8 days out, and I was talking to people this week that haven't signed up yet. Can people still sign up and run the marathon?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. We still have online registration open, but that will close Sunday night, this upcoming Sunday. But if you miss that opportunity, we will be taking on-site registrations Thursday and Friday at Music City Center during our Health and Fitness Expo.
And I will tell people now, please register for Sunday, because there's so many people, and you guys do a great job, Erica, with where people go pick up their packets and everything, but it's just a lot easier on everybody if they register before Sunday, isn't it?
It is, and it's also cheaper. The rates will go up once online registration closes. The on-site rate is a bit higher than online.
Erica, how many years have you been with the series here in Nashville?
I've been 6 years now, going on 7.
And the growth, I know you're down there, boots on the ground and everything, but you just got to be just mesmerized and amazed. The growth of this every single year just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better and better.
It is. It's a really great feeling. It's so cool to see how it's changed and evolved over the years. You know, some things have remained very much the same and some things have changed a lot. But, you know, ever since we've been climbing back from COVID, I feel like last year was the year where we finally said, you know, we're back. This feels like we're back again. And I'm just excited to see it happen all over again next week.
Erica, I should have done my research on this, but I didn't. Where's the finish line now? Because you was at Nissan Stadium for so long. Where is it now?
We're actually still at Nissan Stadium, so I'm glad you asked about that. So even though our finish line is still at Nissan Stadium, the big change here for locals, especially people who have been used to parking at Nissan, there's no parking available at the stadium anymore due to the construction footprint and what we have going on operationally. So everyone's going to want to park downtown or get a trolley. We have shuttle options. Everything's on our website under the travel page.
What is the website?
It is runrockandroll.com/Nashville.
Runrockandroll.com/Nashville as well. All right, so another thing with is fantastic is that people are like, well, I'm not going to run a marathon, but there are options. You can do the half, the 5K, right? There's the fun walk. There's all kinds of other things you could do, correct?
Yeah, there is. We really coined this race as a distance for everyone because we truly have a distance for everyone. So Saturday, we have the 5K, 10K, half marathon, and marathon, of course. And then Sunday, we also have our little family fun day. It's over at Nissan Stadium. We have a dog race, a 1 mile race, and a kid race. So you can really get the whole family involved.
Yes, a dog race. Is this brand new?
We've actually had it since 2019. It's my favorite part of the weekend. I'm not going to lie. It is just the best to see dogs run around.
Yeah, that'd be so great. Also, the expo starts on Thursday, correct?
Yep, we open Thursday at noon over at Music City Center downtown.
And that's just not going to pick up your race packet. I mean, you guys have shoes, socks. I remember one year I went down there and you had a hair dryers for some. I mean, everything you could imagine is down there, right?
Yes, absolutely. It is free and open to the public. We really try to bring the Nashville flair and have local vendors join us as well there. So you can come get your race packet. If you're not racing, you can still come. We have a merchandise store, as you mentioned, but we're also going to have local live bands playing all day, both days, as well as some line dancing instruction. So it's going to be a really fun time.
Also, was there a chance? I've done this. I've ran the half marathon 16 times. Is there a way? No, trust me. If you ever see me, you're like, what in the hell?
I'm impressed.
Is there a way one day we can cut out the hills in 12 South? Because that gets me. That every time.
You know, if I could take an excavator and just get rid of the hills completely and make it all flat, I would. But we do our best. There's really no avoiding hills in Nashville. But, you know, we try to educate everyone on where the hills will be with the elevation charts and things like that and local run clubs to train with. But I hear you. I've ran a couple races in the city as well, and it's not easy.
Well, nobody complains about that but me, because by the time I get there, I'm like, all right, I'm done. I'm never doing this again. But are there any other drastic changes from last year to this year? Because, I mean, it's always perfect. It's always so much fun to run.
Yeah, there's really no big course changes at all. They're essentially the exact same as last year, with the finish line location is still at Nissan, but it's actually on the river side of the stadium. But everything else is the same. Still have the water stations out there, all those band stages, local cheer stations. I just think that the biggest change here, like I mentioned earlier, is the lack of parking at Nissan Stadium. So if you have planned to park there and you've done that for years, just go to our website. There's plenty of options. You can reserve parking spots and garages via Spot Hero ahead of time, or book a trolley as well.
Well, so, done. Erica Larson, race director of the Rock and Roll Running Series and the one here in Nashville. Do you need anything from the people of Nashville? Do you need help, volunteers, anything?
We will never turn volunteers away. There's plenty of ways to get involved. That is also on our main landing page of the website. Volunteer at the expo, start line, finish line, on course, at water stations. There's definitely still spots open. So if you don't want to run or walk in the races, there's ways to get involved via volunteering. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Erica, thank you for your time. I know you're going to be busy. Get some sleep, and we'll see you downtown next weekend.
Sounds great. Good luck. Stay out there.
All right, Erica Larson. Yes, ma'am. The race director, Rock and Roll Running Series. Next year, Chase McCabe is going to partake in the dog race.
Yeah, okay, something like that.
How would your dog do in that? He'd just fall over?
He'd chase something, I'm sure. Either, you know,
well, his dad chases things on Broadway for years, so there'd be really no difference.
Didn't catch anything. I mean, you know,
well, you caught something.
Save that. Go ahead and save that for a promo. that we all know. Coming up next, there's another. I mean, we're full of events that are coming to America's Music City. The Monster Energy Super AMA Supercross Championship will be here this weekend, and we will talk to a rider coming up next here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.